The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. So, welcome. In this episode, we're going to speak about this question and the answer of it. What do we gain from Azadari, or morning gathering for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him? Today, Sunday, is 22nd of the month of Muharram, the month of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, in 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 18th of Murdad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we try to learn some more about verses of the Holy Quran for today. Chapter Fajr is chosen, verses 27 to 30. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'innah.
To the righteous it will be said, O reassured soul,
ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
Return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to Him.
فادخلي في عبادي.
And enter among my righteous servants.
وادخلي جنتي.
And enter my paradise.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
How interesting and delightful these words are, full of grace, peace, tranquility, and confidence. It is a direct invitation from Allah to the souls who are at peace with confidence because of their faith. Some commentators denote that these verses were revealed about Hamza, Sayyid al-Shuhada. But regarding the surah, which is Meccan, this attitude is indeed a kind of verification, not used for the occasion of revelation, as it was also mentioned about Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
And the topic of today's episode of today's special, we try to find the answer of what do we gain from Azadari or morning gatherings of Imam al-Husayn, peace be upon him. Every child must keep in his mind that these morning ceremonies for Imam al-Husayn, that is entitled Azadari of Imam al-Husayn, is the life of the Shia religion and a symbol of the Shia religion throughout the world. It would be great travesty to say that this is just a historical event and we should leave it in the past and only bring it up in classrooms, commemorating the tragedy of Karbala, rekindle in us the message of Imam al-Husayn and re-establishes and strengthens the connection we have with Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. Hence, we see that the infallible Imams, peace be upon him, relentlessly insisted that their Shias establish commemorations for the remembrance of Imam al-Husayn in gatherings that are commonly known as majalis, or gatherings of sorrow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the do's and don'ts of mourning and Azadari on Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The month of Muharram is a book so expensive and worthwhile. Its days and nights, hours and moments are pages with ontological and deontological lessons. Indeed, Muharram teaches man how to live and die by saying, "We shall never accept disgrace." Imam Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him, sent a message to all human generations at all ages. Times and lands seek justice and truth to rise up against unjust rulers and tyrannical governments and not to surrender to them. In addition, When he was alone, facing thousands of bloodthirsty criminals, he called out loud, "Is there any helper to help us?" It was as though he asked all conscious men and human generation at all times to help him. He who lost all his comrades, dear and near, a few minutes earlier, he who dragged Ali al-Akbar, his son's body, to the tent a while ago, he who saw his devout brother and the standard bearer of Karbala, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, ask in his own blood, he who had no one with him and was certain that the enemy would not spare him, he knew very well that he would meet his grandfather with thirsty lips. Why did he ask for help? Surely he did not ask others for help to save himself. In reality, he also asked future generations for help. He wants them not to forget the fading tree of monotheism and to safeguard the blood that he and his friends shed to irrigate the tree, so that the Ashura movement might become perpetual and the memory of the martyrs of Karbala be kept alive permanently and Islam be ensured.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. The companions and associates, the Shiites. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Surely Allah has chosen for us the followers or the Shiites who assist us and are happy at our happiness and are sad in our sadness. Paradise, the recompense of Azadari." Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn used to say, "Every mu'min whose eyes shed tears upon the killing of Husayn ibn Ali and his companions, such that the tears roll down his cheeks, Allah shall accommodate him in the elevated rooms of paradise." عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهم منصورهم من آل محمد. This is today's special and the history and philosophy of Azal al-Husayn. When the prisoners were finally freed by Yazid, they asked for an opportunity to have rites of remembrance in Damascus. A house was made available to them, and Azal al-Husayn went on for over a week, just as Hazrat Musa had been raised in the palace of the enemy of Allah. Lady Zainab laid the foundation of Azal Hussein in the very capital of his murder. On their return to Medina, Lady Zainab took over the leadership of Azal Hussein in the city of the Holy Prophet. This aroused such strong emotions in the people and such revulsion against the oppressor that the government wrote to Yazid to have Lady Zainab exiled from Medina. This was done in the beginning of 62 AH. Lady Zainab demised shortly afterwards.
Crying is the weapon of the believer of the faithful who expresses his faith or her faith through weeping sometimes, through crying. The hadith says, قَطْرَةٌ مِنَ الدَّمْ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ تُطْفِئُ بِحَارًا مِنْ غَضَبِ اللَّهِ. That a single teardrop out of awe and honor and humility to God, it extinguishes oceans of the wrath of God. Because this is an expression, the tears, they come from the heart. It is an expression of one's purity of heart and faith to be able to express this through one's tears and through weeping. And thus we find many examples from history of prophets and messengers. The prominent example of Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam, Jacob, peace be upon him. The Quran tells us, and we know this story, of his love for his son Yusuf. And he loses his son Yusuf. For many years, for decades, he loses his son. And this causes him a great amount of grief and distress. The Quran reminds us. It tells us about the state of Ya'qub alayhi salam. When his brothers, Yusuf's brothers, they come to their father Ya'qub and they tell him that we have lost our son. We lost him. He's no longer with us. Prophet Ya'qub grieves. He begins to weep. And he does so for many years. The Quran says, وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَى عَلَىٰ يُوسُفَ. Turned away from them. And he expressed grievance over Yusuf. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. The Quran says, Ya'qub alayhi salam, he wept over Yusuf, over his loss of Yusuf for so much that he lost his eyesight. And this is a prophet of God. This is an example that the Quran gives us.
Dear brothers and sisters, please accept our condolences on the month of Muharram, the month of Hussein and his true followers. That was all for today's special, and inshallah we meet you soon. Till then, fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us enlighten our minds with the wonderful saying from the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. There are 70 advantages for saying salam, that is peace upon you, 69 for the one who greets first, and 1 for the person who responds to the greeting. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners today because, as you know, we are currently in the month of Muharram, and as you know, this is the month in which Imam Hussein alayhi salam and some of his closest relatives and some of his choicest companions were martyred brutally on the plains of Karbala because of their opposition to the tyranny of the oppressive ruling government of their era. In this connection, we have some beautiful hadith regarding the condemnation of tyranny. In the Holy Quran, we read the following regarding the subject. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but they sought victory and decision there and then. And frustration was the lot of every powerful, obstinate transgressor. And again, in another place in the Holy Quran, we read, such were the Ad people, the people of Ad. They rejected the signs of their Lord and Cherisher, disobeyed his messengers, and followed the command of every powerful, obstinate transgressor. In this connection, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, the recalcitrant tyrant is anyone who refuses to say, there is no God but Allah. Right? And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the work of a tyrant can never be pure. And even if he tries to do good deeds, right? Apparently, like he might construct mosques, he might build roads for the people, he might do this and do that. But there is... his acts are never pure, they are never clean, there's always a trace and a taint of evil in them. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has been recorded as having said, do not address me the way that the tyrants are addressed, nor should you be reluctant in my presence, as it has done in the presence of the oppressors, nor should you associate with me with hypocrisy. Right? I mean, in other words, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he didn't even want to be behaved with in the way that an oppressor and a tyrannical ruler is behaved with. Right? He didn't even like those mannerisms to be displayed in his presence, which are displayed in the presence of tyrannical rulers. It wasn't that he was a tyrannical ruler, God forbid, or an oppressive ruler, but he didn't even like to be others to behave with him in the way that they behave with tyrannical rulers. To this extent, did he dislike, you know, oppression and tyranny? And, you know, we all know the reason why this is so. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the condemnation of the tyrannical ruler in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
أدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again, alhamdulillah, with brothers Ali Nasir, Sayyid Ali Nasir, Hassan Asrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Fawad Haider. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah, Fawad?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, Hussein Ruhullah?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Everyone is fine. Dear listeners, we hope, inshallah, you are fine as well. So, brothers, today, inshallah, we'll work on ayah, on page 61, ayah
84
of Surah Ali Imran. So, let's listen to the recitation once.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى والنبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
Good job. Nice recitation. Alhamdulillah. I loved it. I hope you loved it too. Did you? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So let's move on. I will read it once, Fawad, and then inshallah I will explain it a bit, then we'll move on to the tajweed rules. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah Almighty says in ayah 84 of Surah Ali Imran on page 61, قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ على إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى والنبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. Very, very important points here in this ayah. The first one, let me translate it once. So, Allah Almighty said, say, قُلْ, we have faith in Allah, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, and in what has been sent down to us, we believe in them, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمِ, and what was sent down to Abraham عليه السلام, وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط, Prophet Ismail, Prophet Ishaq or Isaac, Prophet Jacob, and the tribes there, the children of Prophet Yaqub عليه السلام, وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى, and what, and that which Moses عليه السلام and Jesus عليه السلام were given, وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and the prophets from their Lord, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ,
no difference.
We make no difference between any of them. They all are the prophets of Allah Almighty. Okay, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمٌ, and to him we submit. Allah Almighty says an important message. The first thing, as I want to tell you from Tafsir Noor, is that we have to make it clear our iman. Okay, we have to say our iman. We have to what? Separate. Say it to the people.
Yeah,
that if we believe in Allah Almighty, say, I believe in Allah Almighty. Yes? If you, for example, somebody asks you, why don't you, for example, do this guna, this, commit this sin, okay? إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهُ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, I care about Allah Almighty, okay? Explain. Express your faith. Okay? That's the first thing. قُلْ آمَنَّا. Allah Almighty says, قُلْ. Express your iman. Yes? That's the first important point here. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا. Look. If we believe in the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last prophet, as the best of the prophets, okay, we must believe in the prophethood of other prophets as well. As a Muslim, Islam does not teach us this, that we should make distinctions between the prophets and we should say like, Prophet Muhammad was our prophet. Isa alayhi salam, no, he was not, Jesus was not our prophet. We don't care about him. He was your prophet. Go with your prophet, okay? He's not our prophet. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the Judaism. He is not our prophet, okay? No, we make no distinction. لا نفرق بين أحدهم. They were all sent down by Allah Almighty. They were all appointed by Allah Almighty, and we make no distinction. Yes, Fawad? So, whatever was sent to Prophet Abraham alayhi salam was nothing except the teachings of Allah Almighty. Whatever was sent down to Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, Prophet Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam, and the other anbiya, okay, they were all the teachings of Allah Almighty. Okay, so we as a Muslim, Islam teaches us that we should respect all other prophets, we should believe in all other prophets. What our second pillar of Islam, principle of Islam. The first one, Tawheed, Adala, and
Nabuwa.
Third one, Nabuwa. Nabuwa does not say this, that you only have to believe in prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabuwa says that you must believe in all the 124,000 prophets of Allah Almighty, okay, who were sent to for the guidance of humanity, and we make no distinction. Got it, guys?
Yes.
That's an important point here. Okay. Inshallah, for new other points, I want you to refer to the Tafsir books, inshallah, to learn more about this.
Let's recite the Quran.
Now, the second part of our class, which is the Tajweed rules, inshallah, we'll mention the important ones, then we'll finish this class. Ready for what, Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir?
Yes.
Okay. قُلْ آمَنَّا. The first important point is the letter Qaf. Make sure you pronounce it correctly. قُلْ.
Yes.
Not قُلْ. قُلْ, actually, when it has a Dhamma, it's not much difficult. When it has a Fatha, it's a bit difficult. Sometimes we pronounce it with we mix it up, okay, with light letters, while it is a heavy letter. For example, it has a fatha, qa, not qa, qa, okay, a bit harder, a bit heavier, qa. But here it has a dhamma. It's much easier. قُلْ آمَنَّا. Look, the A sound. Two light letters. آمَنَا, right? نُن مُشَدَّد. آمَنَّا. Hussein, نُن مُشَدَّد. The rule said we have to produce a
nasal sound.
A nasal sound from the nose. Okay. قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. We talked about the rule of the letter lam in the word Allah and Allahumma. That if you have a kasra sound before the word Allah or Allahumma, the letter lam in the word Allah or Allahumma will be pronounced lightly with an a sound, billahi. But when it has a fatha or dhamma before it, it will be pronounced with a heavy letter. Yes, Allah. Yeah, billahi, bismillahi, an a sound, but Allah, like with an a sound. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
وَمَا أُنزِلَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مَا has a mad, but the mad is not wajib, it is jaiz since
Hamza
is in the next word. Good job. وَمَا أُنزِلَ أُنزِلَ نُون ساكين plus za
إخفى
hide the sound. أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا a sound. عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ the same rule. عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيم. Ala Ibrahim, again, we know that the words are different. Ala, the alif mad is in the word ala Ibrahim. Hamza is in this word, so two separate words. Mad is not wajib. You can stretch it or you can
leave it. Qalqala.
Yeah. Ibrahim. Qalqala, mashallah. Bounce the sound of ba in the word Ibrahim. Ra has a heavy sound. Tafkhimur ra. Ibrahim. Wa Ismail. Wa Ishaqa. Qa. Look, qaf here. The heavy one. قَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ. Pronunciation of the letter حَ عَيْن طَ هَ هَمْزَ. These are important, so pay attention. وَمَا أُوتِيَ. Again, مَا is another word. أُوتِيَ is another word. So, مَد is in the word مَا. Hamza is in the word utiya. So two separate words. The mad is jaiz, not wajib to stretch. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى. Do not read it مُوسَي وَعِيسَي. Okay, that's alif maqsura, and you read it as alif. Okay, مُوسَى عِيسَى. Okay, وَالنَّبِيُّونَ. وَالنُّ نُون مُشَدَّد.
غُنَّ.
Yes, غُنَّ sound. مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Merge them.
مِنْ
رَبِّهِمْ. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. Yes.
إدغام.
أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. مِّنْهُمْ نُون ساكن plus ها.
إظهار.
إظهار. Read the noon. Make it clear. مِّنْهُمْ. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. That's all.
Madul arad lissukun.
Good job. You can stretch it. Wa nahnu lahu muslimun. Yes?
Yeah.
Now, I will recite it once. Make sure, inshallah, you listen carefully and repeat, okay? With tajweed rus, now that we have mentioned all of them. Brothers and sisters, please listen and practice. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل آمنا بالله وما أنزل علينا وما أنزل على إبراهيم
قل آمنا بالله وما أنزل علينا وما
وما أنزل على إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى
وما
وما أنزل على إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى
والنبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم
لا نفرق بين أحد منهم
ونحن له مسلمون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله brothers and sisters thank you so much dear listeners for listening to IRIB English Radio Allah bless you inshallah that's all from us for today we finished our today's session practicing Ayah 84 of Surah Ali Imran inshallah we'll be here with you we'll continue Surah Ali Imran in the coming sessions right tomorrow inshallah stay with IRIB English Radio thanks to IRIB English Radio Sevier International Schools for cooperations thanks to Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir and Fawad students of Sevier International School thank you so much anything to say?
No sir
nothing? Allah bless you inshallah see you walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina muhammadi wa alihi at-tahirin
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad wa ajjil farajahum
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
returns to Alcamp Riderless
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي
The ocean of dua
الإمام الحسين زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves Hussein, Hussein, the slain martyr
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام, زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
فلعن الله أمتان أسست أساس الظلم والجار عليكم أهل البيت ولعن الله أمتان دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها.
Brothers and sisters, talking about this part of the ziyarah, فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت. Therefore, may Allah distance from His mercy those who laid the foundation of wrongdoing and injustice against you, the household of the Prophet. We were answering one important question. Why are we cursing the founders of wrongdoing in this case? We had a definition of sab and la'n in the previous programs. And now let's refer to the law of la'n according to the Holy Quran and the Sunnah and our tradition. And let's see from that perspective, how are we supposed to actually express our la'n, or if we are allowed to express our la'n or not. The Holy Quran is the fundamental source of Islam. So if we read it carefully, we would understand that Islam permits a believer to express la'n to a category of people who deserve to be distant from his mercy. For example, the Holy Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ الضَّالُّونَ. Indeed, those who conceal what we have sent down of manifest proofs and guidance after we have clarified it in the book of mankind, they shall be cursed by Allah and cursed by the cursers. So, we very well know that according to the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet ﷺ does not speak out of his own desire. The source of what he says is the divine revelation, because the Holy Quran says, nor does he speak out of his own desire, it is just the revelation that is revealed unto him. So there are traditions that clearly say that Allah the Exalted ordered his messenger to openly announce to people the succession of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Ghadir Khum, and if he were not to do so, then he would have failed in communicating the complete divine message.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were.
That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Almighty Allah revealed this verse to the Holy Prophet during his farewell pilgrimage. Ya ayyuha rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. O Apostle, communicate that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. And if you do not, then you will not have communicated His message at all. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Allah shall protect you from the people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Indeed, Allah does not guide the faithless. So, according to the successively narrated tradition of Ghadir, or the so-called mutawatir, the phrase مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, that which has been revealed to you, of this verse, is referring to appointing Imam Ali alayhi salam as the successor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, the Holy Prophet sallallahu is explicitly communicating to a multitude of pilgrims present that Imam Ali alayhi salam is his successor and the guardian of every faithful, male and female. So, overall, first, Allah orders his messenger to declare that Ali alayhi salam is his successor in Ghadir Qum. Then, the concealers of divine revelation are constantly cursed by Allah. This was one of the verses of the Holy Quran to consider in this case. We will, God willing, talk about this more in the next probe. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanting whisper. I say,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And our guest speaker, as always, Sheikh Javid. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program again.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Well, the concept and the topic that we are going to delve into related to the Islamic laws issued by Ayatollah Sistani is mourning. And that is the mourning for Imam Hussein and Muharram. And this is actually a good platform for me and the whole crew here from the IRIB English Radio to express our condolences to everybody who's listening to us, to our dear audiences. And inshallah, we hope that this program would come to good use. Let's take a listen to a short biography of Ayatollah Sistani and then we'll be back.
The Grand Ayatollah Sistani comes from the family of scholars and pious men. He learned theological and rational sciences from many eminent and well-known religious scholars. At the age of five, His Eminence started learning the Holy Quran. He was then admitted in a religious center for reading, writing, and for learning basic mathematics and geography. In the beginning of 1360 Hijri, he started studying basic Hausa lessons. He also studied a number of books on philosophy like Sharh Manzuma Sabzawari and Sharh Ishraq. Meanwhile, he attended Kharij lectures by the late Mirza Mehdi Ashtiani and the late Mirza Hashim Qazwini. In the late 1368 Hijri, he migrated to Qum to accomplish his studies in fiqh and usul. His Eminence left Qum for Najaf al-Ashraf. On having arrived in Najaf, he began attending Qayatullah Khoi and Sheikh Hussain Hilli's lectures in jurisprudence and the fundamentals of jurisprudence. In 1380 Hijri, Ayatollah Sistani traveled back to his hometown, the holy city of Mashhad, expecting to stay and settle down there. In the same year, he was awarded a permit by Imam Al-Khoi and another by Sheikh Hilli, certifying that he had attained the level of ijtihad, that is, deduction of legal judgment in matters of religion.
Sheikh Javid, we are talking about the laws related to mourning, in fact, to commemorate Imam Hussein's martyrdom anniversary during Muharram. According to the laws issued or fatwas issued by Ayatollah Sistani, let me ask you this question. What is the Islamic law about beating drums during Muharram?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, beating drums is common in some Muslim countries on the day of Ashura, especially in Iran, of course. Mourners come with their drums and they start beating drums, of course. As far as I know, none of the religious authorities, including Grand Ayatollah Sistani, are opposed to beating drums. So beating drums is permissible in and of itself, provided that, of course, it is confined to beating drums, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's not, people do not go overboard using other, let's say, musical instruments, playing music, because music is one thing, beating drum is another thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Beating drums even was common in the early period of Islam. They used to beat drums, okay?
Yes.
And, of course, it has a philosophy, a concept, which we need to understand as to why beating drums is allowed. Of course, in the early period of Islam, when Muslims were going to war against, for example, a group of, let's say, non-Muslims or opponents, mm-hmm. let's say, they used to beat drums to, let's say, to scare them.
Yes, especially in wars. Yeah,
beating wars.
Yes.
But in this time around, of